Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed. This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly is with me for the whole week. We were talking a sort of dystopian novel. We were talking about a fantasy novel. Now, where are we going?
Today, I have a really excellent audiobook for families to listen to. This is The Misfits, book number one, A Royal Conundrum, written by Lisa Yee and narrated by Cindy Kay.
So The Misfits, number one, again, part of it, is this a new series?
This is a new series.
Okay.
And I am excited. So this is a sort of adventure story for kids. Our whole family really loved listening to it together on a recent car trip. It has lots of good puzzles in it, some pretty over-the-top characters. We had to pause a lot to speculate about what might happen next. So Lisa Yee was a National Book Award finalist, I think last year, for Maisie Chen's Last Chance. And it's narrated by Cindy Kay, who I really love from an adult book she read. She has a great tone and pacing for this story that gets really over the top, pretty zany, and she keeps you grounded in that without making you feel like it's too silly, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I'm a great fan of Cindy Kay too. She narrated the Twisted series, and she's just a good narrator.
So good. I still think about Light from Uncommon Stars that she narrated.
Oh, yes.
Just, it's among my favorites. So it was really fun to get to hear her again, but this time with a very different story.
Yeah. And what's so interesting about Lisa Yee is that apparently it took her like 6 years to write her first book, which was published in 2003. And since then, she's written 21.
I was going to say, I think she's written a lot of books. So
she has written a lot, but it's just, you know, it was, I guess, working through whatever you have to work through to get that first book out. And then it was just, you know, like the dam opening.
Mm-hmm. It's so great. Yeah. And so in this one, we have actually another story about somebody finding themselves in a new school and finding their way there. So Olive Coben Zhang is surprised one day to find her locker is all cleared out. Her library fees are all gone. She's no evidence of her at her school anymore. And then she gets called to the principal's office and discovers that her parents are transferring her to a different school called Rash, R-A-S-C-H. That's on an island in San Francisco Bay in a castle that was also a prison that's now...
You mean like Alcatraz?
I don't know that it's Alcatraz. So she is very surprised, winds up, you know, out on this island, having taken a boat bus to get there, and goes through this intense examination called a conundrum, all these physical tests. And then she winds up in a group of other sort of outsider kids like her who never really fit in anywhere. And they've been recruited actually into a top secret group of do-gooders called Knock. No one can know. And they have to protect others from crime and wrongdoings and protect the school.
So they're secret do-gooders.
Yeah, within this bizarre school for the arts. It's very silly. So Olive's always been really shy, but she's also been training with her grandmother in acrobatics, secrecy, and some of those skills are coming in use now. And her other friends that she makes have their own, you know, special things to contribute. There's a technology genius, someone with perfect memory. And so they go on all these adventures. There's a jewel thief afoot, and they have to try to keep people from getting their fancy jewels stolen, their cats all around the city getting stolen. Like I said, Cindy kind of keeps you grounded while also helping you keep track of all the different characters and their different silly personalities. But we can listen to a little bit from the beginning.
I was about to say, can we hear some?
This is a part where Olive's called to the principal's office, where she's finding out she's about to leave school forever, and he doesn't even know who she is.
Okay, this is The Misfits, number one, A Royal Conundrum. It's by Lisa Yee, read by Cindy Kay.
You are Olive.
When the principal couldn't remember her last name, Olive could feel herself shrinking. Not literally, of course, but in the, oh, here we go again, I feel invisible sort of way. Olive tamped down her discomfort. Invisibility had its benefits, she was quick to remind herself. Say, assassins were chasing you, or a teacher asked about cell homeostasis and you hadn't done your homework. If they couldn't see you, you were safe from embarrassment or death, which often felt like the same thing. Still holding his magazine in one hand, Principal Gates clicked through his computer with the other. His unkempt black hair stuck up in two places, reminding Olive of the cat from second period.
This is on, but we have no record of you. Did you say you were a student here?
So it really is like she's just disappeared in front of her own eyes, which is so weird.
Yeah, and she doesn't know what is going on and why her parents are sending her away to the school, but it all becomes clear. And she winds up finding a really great place for herself at the school, which is great too, because you hear her growing in confidence over the course of the book, where at the beginning she feels like an outcast and an outsider, and by the end she realized that not fitting in is kind of great.
Okay, and we're talking about The Misfits, number one, A Royal Conundrum, by Lisa Yee, read by Cindy Kay. So there'll be more Misfits to come.
Yes, can't wait to see what happens next.
Okay, this episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Brilliance Publishing. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.